ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast has everything you need in a podcast.
Mary Gibbs is a former child actress best known for voicing Boo in Monsters, Inc. She's all grown up now and no longer scared of monsters.
What? See? No monster in here.
Make room on Zoom. We're heading to Monstropolis to meet Boo, a.k.a. Mary Gibbs, with Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday.
Mary Gibbs, a.k.a. Boo from Monsters, Inc. Welcome to Australian radio. It's great to have you on, my friends.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here.
It's so cool to talk to you. And we've got you on Zoom right now, Mary, and I can see, is that a Boo tattoo on your arm?
It is, yes. This was it's one of my dad's original storyboards. So that's how I got the gig. He was a storyboard artist on the movie, so I had to represent. She's running around.
That's so cool.
I want to play back a bit. This is one of the more emotional bits where Boo is interacting with Mike and Scully on Monsters, Inc.
Well, so long, kid.
Mike Wazowski.
Come here, you. Goodbye, Boo.
So, Mary, Boo didn't actually say a lot of words. There was a lot of squealing and laughing, and you know, she's a young toddler. How old were you when you got all that on tape?
So I, it started when I was 2.5, and 2.5 to 3.5. So I wasn't saying much words either at the time.
Do you have many memories from set? Because you were so young, it's hard to remember when you're such a small kid.
It is hard. So originally I was just brought in to, like I said, my dad was a storyboard artist and I was just brought in to sketch and to draw. And so I was just playing around the studio. And so I remember like the walls in the studio, you know, they have the foam for like the sound.
Yeah.
So the sound doesn't bounce. And I just remember like little blips of like me like rolling around on the foam. I remember more when I was 5 years old. That's when the movie actually came out in 2001. And I have, I remember like Billy Crystal, he walked me down the red carpet. I kind of remember meeting him for the first time. Again, it's just little flashes. I just learned how to write my name. And I remember like taking like 5 minutes to write each autograph. So I wish I had more memories, but you know, the memories that I do have are good ones.
Oh, that's so sweet. So when your dad was storyboarding Boo and drawing Boo, was he using you as inspiration in drawing her?
Yeah. So originally, Boo was supposed to be a 12-year-old girl. But when it was kind of brought up in one of the meetings that they needed a girl to come in and just sketch, my dad was like, well, I have a, you know, 2.5-year-old, three-year-old, we'll just bring her in. And so when I was brought in, they kind of realized that Boo should be a younger girl because, like a 12-year-old might be freaked out in Monster World. But a 3-year-old is just, they're too young to really know what's going on. You know, they're just young enough to just be curious about the world. So it was, I definitely influenced her age.
Wow.
And then my mom would always put pigtails in my hair when they would sketch me. And so that's one of the reasons she has pigtails. And it was also easier to animate, which 2-for-1. So,
yeah. You mentioned there Billy Crystal walking you down the red carpet, which, you know, now that you're an adult, you must realize the gravity of that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the whole thing just kind of hit me more as I got older. Like when I was young, obviously, I didn't even know I was in a movie, I'm sure. And then, you know, as like elementary school came and like, you know, as I got older, I was really realizing the gravity. And then when I turned 20, I was teaching yoga at the time and Billy Crystal actually tweeted about me, which is pretty cool. He was like, oh, the voice of Boo is now 20 years old and teaches yoga. So that was a cool little shout out to me.
And one thing we have to run by you before we let you go is this fan theory surrounding Boo. Now, I don't know if you've heard this, but there's a fan theory that Boo goes on to become Violet, who's the sister in The Incredibles, the superhero family. The theory goes that Boo and Violet look similar, and there is a scene where Scully closes the door, throwing Boo inside, and when Sully turns around, she is outside. This is one of the powers that Violet had in The Incredibles, and that could have been an early sign that Boo was, in fact, Violet. Have you heard this theory before?
I just recently heard the Violet theory, and I do like that. But my favorite theory, though, is that Boo is the time traveling witch from Brave. And I guess in you know, there's Easter eggs all throughout Pixar movies, which is just makes it really special. But I guess in one of the scenes, the witch, I guess she's a wood whittler, or she like carves wood, and there's a wood carving of Sully. And so I like that theory, but hey, if she was a time traveling witch, that means she could also be Violet. So
she could be all of them.
Wow. That's the ultimate Easter egg three-way there. Incredible. Mary Gibbs voiced gorgeous little Boo, so cute, in Monsters, Inc. back in the day. And the franchise still going strong with the spin-off series that's on Disney Plus now. Yeah. So, Mary Gibbs, great to have you on for Memory Monday. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
You just finished listening to the Clippo and Gabby podcast. Wrapped up thanks to Spotlight. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate, and celebrate this Christmas.